World Interviews, published by Sabido. Unit 1. Vacations. Liz Hempel comes from Cambridge, Massachusetts in eastern USA. Interview. Where did you go for your last vacation?
I went to Costa Rica.
When did you go?
At the end of July, for 2 weeks.
Why did you choose to go there?
I went to visit my boyfriend. He lives in Costa Rica, and it was my first visit.
What did you do there?
We sunbathed on the beach, went into the rainforest, and saw some amazing volcanoes.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes. It was fantastic.
Pronunciation. Sentence stress. When do Americans usually take their vacation? National parks are really popular. The hotels are great and very cheap. Listening 1. Listen and choose the sentence that best describes the picture. A. There are many elephants. B. Two people are sitting on an elephant. C. Three people are riding on an elephant. D. The elephant is drinking water from a lake. Listening 2. Listen to each conversation and choose the best answer. Number 1. How long do most Americans take for vacation?
Some people just take a few days, but I guess a week is normal. 2 weeks would be a long vacation for us.
Wow, that's quite short. Question 1. How long does Liz say most Americans take for a vacation? Number 2. I've heard a lot of Americans like to go on vacation to Europe.
Yes, especially Italy. But it's expensive, so Mexico is more popular because it's cheap.
Yes, and the beaches are good too. Question 2. Where do many Americans like to go because it's cheap? Listening 3. Listen to more of Liz's interview and answer these questions.
The States is a big country, so where you go on vacation depends on where you live. We live quite close to the Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado, so my family and I go there a lot. It's about an hour by car and is great for skiing and hiking in the mountains. Florida, on the East Coast, is really just one big beach and everyone goes there. On the West Coast, there's California, where the weather is always good, so that's popular for a beach vacation, too.
Number 1. When Americans go on vacation in the USA, they go to... Number 2. Liz lives... Number 3. Florida is... Number 4. California is a popular place for a vacation because... Conversation. A. What's the best vacation you remember?
2 years ago when I went to Rome. It was great.
B. Why did you enjoy it so much?
The food was great and there was so much to see.
C. What's the worst vacation you remember?
When I went camping with my friends last year.
D. Why didn't you like it?
Because it rained the whole time.
E. What place would you really like to visit one day?
I'd love to go to Egypt to see the pyramids.
Optional exercise. Note-taking.
National parks are really popular. You can see a lot of nature. For example, in Yosemite National Park in California, there are trees and mountains. And in Arizona, there's the Mojave Desert. The biggest park is Yellowstone in Wyoming. People go in campers. Americans don't really visit cities on vacation, although I know it's popular with tourists. The only exceptions are New York, where we go to places like Times Square, the Empire State Building, and the site of the World Trade Center. Oh, and Yankee Stadium and Las Vegas, which is famous for gambling. The hotels are very cheap, with a free all-you-can-eat buffet all day, so it's good for families. Then there are theme parks like Disney World and Universal Studios in Florida, and Disneyland over on the West Coast.
Unit 2. Growing Up. Sarah Ireland is from Wellington, the capital of New Zealand. Interview. Where did you live when you were growing up?
My family lived on a small farm near Masterton, in Wairarapa. It's at the bottom of North Island.
What was life like for you there?
Very basic. We had a cow, chickens, and around 200 sheep.
Would you say that your childhood was happy?
Yes. It was great to feel so free and be around so much nature.
What do you remember most?
Spending all my time outside, playing with my older brother and sister.
Pronunciation. Syllable stress. Remember. Traditional. Isolated. Community. Listening 1. Listen and choose the sentence that best describes the picture. A. The boys are riding on trucks. B. The boys are playing with toys. C. The boys are running on a track. D. The boys are looking at cars. Listening 2. Listen to each conversation and choose the best answer. Number 1.
We lived in a remote area, so we had to share our phone line with all our neighbors. 5 families had the same telephone line.
Wow! So how did that work?
Each telephone had a different ringing tone, so you only picked up the phone if it was ringing for you.
Question 1. When she was growing up, what problem did Sarah's family have using the phone?
Number 2. Now people have cell phones, don't they?
Yes, but because of all the mountains, some people have problems using them. My sister has to walk to the top of a hill near her house to use her cell phone.
Wow, that's amazing!
Question 2. What problem does Sarah's sister still have using her cell phone?
Listening 3. Listen to more of Sarah's interview and answer these questions.
To get to school, I had to wait at the gate of a neighbor's farm and then take 2 school buses. It took ages and the seats were really hard. At school, I remember pet day. We had to bring in our pet and talk about it. Kids would bring their dog or often a pet lamb. I also remember learning about traditional Maori culture in culture club after school. We learned Maori songs and dances and played Maori games. It was fun. Tramping, that's what we call hiking, was popular, and I remember at school we tramped to the top of a mountain and camped overnight and it snowed. It was so beautiful when we woke up in the morning, but very cold.
Number 1. What does Sarah remember about the buses she took to get to school? Number 2. What animal did many of her classmates have as pets? Number 3. How did Sarah learn about traditional Maori culture? Number 4. Sarah often went tramping when she was growing up. What is tramping?
Conversation. A. Who do you remember well from your childhood?
My best friend Matthew. We played football together at school.
B. What toy do you remember?
A small plastic guitar I got when I was about 7. I loved it.
C. What food did you like most?
Ice cream. I know it's not really a food, but I ate a lot.
D. What is the first music you bought?
No Angel by Dido. I still think it's great.
E. When you were growing up, did you have a secret hiding place?
Not really, but I played a lot in the woods behind our home.
Optional exercise. Note-taking.
When I was 15, I went to Japan as an exchange student for a few weeks. I stayed in Chiba and was just amazed by life there. You could buy absolutely anything from vending machines, and it took ages to get to school. I remember eating rice and fish for breakfast, and everyone thought I was older than I was. In my hometown in New Zealand, there is really nothing to do for teenagers. It was so boring. Unless you could drive, you had no chance of a social life. Maybe that's why you can learn to drive at 15 in New Zealand.